Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Radio, told you it's quite a busy one this afternoon. And with me this afternoon, I've got Debbie Tag. Remember, we have been doing quite a number of exhibitions and just going out in the past couple of weeks. And I'm so excited because this coming Wednesday, we're going to the Smart Procurement World exhibition. And with me, like I said, I've got Debbie Tag. Good afternoon, Debbie, and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me. We are running around Gallagher Convention Center getting everything ready. So I'm hiding in a little corner to chat to everyone and hopefully share the amount of excitement because it's a hive of activity here.
That's why I could not give up on calling you. I was like, I'm going to call her again. She's probably running around like a headless chicken right now because these things are quite major. So tell us, Debbie, Smart Procurement World. Tell us, what is that all about? Like I'm saying, I've been attending these exhibitions. Just give us a brief firstly, and then tell me, what's so different about this one?
Absolutely. So as many of our community knows, this is our 18th year for Smart Procurement World, which is the procurement gathering of the profession. It's the largest in South Africa. Mm-hmm. And 13 years ago, we were really privileged in partnership with ABSA to launch the ABSA Enterprise Supply Development Expo. Mm. And 13 years, you can imagine the growth. We've even survived some COVID in between. But that's what makes this year particularly interesting, exciting, is because this is what pre-COVID felt like, the size, the companies participating, the excitement from our small businesses. So by hosting these two events together, we create an amazing, unique ecosystem where suppliers and SMEs and buyers can interact with each other. So it's not a purely seller show and it's not a purely buyer show. You've got constant activity happening. So whether you are being hosted, whether you're exhibiting, or whether you come on the visit today on Wednesday the 11th, no cost, you come through, there's workshops for business owners, and there's also opportunity for you as a business owner to come and meet with procurement buyers from over 45 different corporate companies.
So is this focused on certain types of businesses, or is it anything business? Or what should we expect when we get there on Wednesday? What's the core focus? Is it relevant for everybody?
Yeah. So we are across all sectors. The workshops are targeted to whatever your business is and whatever your level of the business is. Even the corporates that are waiting to meet with potential suppliers that are participating on the open day on Wednesday are from every single sector. So whether it's from agri-processing right down to construction, to consulting, to banking, if you think of most of the major companies they're participating, we have quite a few from the mining houses, mentioned financial services, insurance. It's a long list, but yeah. So I think pretty much there's something for everyone. And remember also, as a small business, there's 200 exhibiting small businesses here that also do business with each other. So it's not just about meeting with a big corporate. It's also networking, engaging with fellow business owners to look at opportunities.
Wow. I love the sound of that. You know, I was actually chatting to someone last week and I said, oftentimes, you know, people with businesses sit back and they think, because I'm not exhibiting, why is it so important for me to actually go out there? Maybe let me give you just a second, Debbie, to tell that small business right now who's not even exhibiting why they should show up on Wednesday.
Well, because of ABSA support, we open the show up. So it's not just about those that are privileged enough to be supported on an enterprise supply development program. Mm-hmm. We have businesses here being hosted by ABSA, Sasol, Siemens, AfriStam, and so many more. But because we have the open day, it opens it up to a business owner to not only network with fellow business owners, but also to look at how they can get part of some of these other enterprise supply development programs. And to be quite frank, to open up the pool and make the opportunity for others. So to get known by the buyers, get known by supply development programs. You know, it's very hard as a business owner. You've probably got a lot of work on your plate.
Yeah.
You're thinking, how am I even going to get through it? And I've still got my family. But you will never regret the time you spend here if you spend it wisely and you attend the matchup sessions and the workshops.
I love the sound of that. Now, Debbie, I don't want to close it and say it's just Wednesday. Maybe let me allow you to give us the exact details. When exactly is it? Is it a one-day affair? Is it 2 days? Is it 3 days? Please give us more details.
Okay, if you are quick on the pulse, you can still register probably by about 8 o'clock this evening. If you would like to attend as a what we call an SME delegate, as a business owner, so you can book and pay for some of the conference content. However, if that's a little too late notice for you, officially the Open Expo Day, where we invite our visitors to come from across the province, and even if you're outside the province, to come through, and that is on Wednesday the 11th. And please go on the website. It's www.smartprocurementworld.com. So that's smartprocurementworld.com/Indaba. Click on the visitor button and register, and you just arrive and we'll welcome you.
I cannot stress this, booking issue enough, Debbie. You know, I went to another one recently. It was so, so packed, and I wondered if, you know, all these people had registered, because it really gets packed up. So I think, let me just help you in that to say, please, guys, register. Anywhere else where we can get details in case somebody is just tuning in and they missed it? How is there a website? Is there a page on socials?
So the hashtag is ABSA ESD Expo. If you want to look it on social, all social platforms be on there. Otherwise, again, smartprocurementworld.com. You can even Google ABSA ESD Expo. You'll get straight to the website. It's pretty popular at the moment.
Absolutely love it. Hopefully we'll have a similar conversation again on Wednesday, Debbie. Thank you so much for having a chat with me.
We will. And yourselves, Radio Pulpit is here, broadcasting live.
Yes.
So we're also really excited to have you on site, and for your support as always.
Love to hear it. Thank you so much, Debbie.
It's
the best.
It's a pleasure.
Go and prep for us.
Okay.
You're at 657 AM, radio carrying 24 hours a day. 657 AM.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.